The Mustang Sports Network returns with an in-depth recap of the game and a chat with the coach. This is Mustangs Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net.
Coach, good to be with you. Congratulations. Congratulations on the win. Happy New Year.
And thank you.
Wow, just take us through that last sequence there. Waiting by Kayla Kelly, plotting her way to the basket, and she was successful.
Well, you know, we worked on a couple last-second shots yesterday. We thought this game was going to come down to something being really close, and I thought Kayla showed a lot of maturity. That's what seniors need to do out there. You just got to put it in the hands of seniors, and she did a great job.
It was a grinded-out game in the second half, especially even in the first half when it was close, and you're out of breath, too, just by working on the sidelines as well. Just talk about the flavor of this game, especially. It seemed to tighten up offensively.
Yeah, I mean, you know, both teams were really good. Both teams were fighting for that number one spot right there. And you know, we knew it was going to be a battle. We were fortunate to be able to come up and hit some threes early on. And then, you know, one of the things we told them in the scouting report, this team's not going to go away, and this game's going to be close. So, yeah, I thought it came down to some offensive droughts. I thought we missed a lot of layups, you know, and just still lucky enough to come away with the win.
Last question. You were able to withstand some foul trouble in the game. Talk about that.
Yeah, it was just, you know, just trying to play a little hit and miss in the first half, you know, with Sarah and Ty, and both with two fouls, just trying to run them in and out. I know that sometimes takes the continuity away from the game that we want to do, but we just want to get to halftime without anybody being in any serious foul trouble.
Coach, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, congratulations to Coach Jackie Boswell at the win, and now we're going to switch headsets and hear to Kayla Kelly joining us here on the post-game show. And Kayla is ready here, and we are here with Kayla. Take us through that last play. Tied at 55. You were waiting, and we knew you were going to go at some point, and you picked the right time to go down the baseline.
It's something we run in practice all the time, and most of the time my players cut it off, so it's never there, and I just looked, and it was wide open, so I went for it at the last 2 seconds, and Sarah was coming out. She took her time on the screen is what we needed to get the clock down lower, so that helped out a lot as well with the clock.
And perfect timing. Not much time left. 2.9 when you made that basket. Talk about this style of game. It seemed like two different games. First half a little bit more free, open offensively, and then the second half it was really a grind out there.
Yeah, we were going down in transition a lot, and we took a lot of jump shots, meaning we would go back right back to defense. So we told ourselves in the locker room, you know, take our time, let the play go through. That way we have a full clock to play the game. I mean, to run our offense and as well stop them on defense. I think it just came down to us using the clock on offense and then getting the offensive stops we need and help defense.
And one thing that stands out to me from this win, and I think you may have been able to see this too, the all-around nature of this team. I mean, everyone who played seemed to contribute in some way, and there's a deep bench to begin with for your team, a numerous amount of scores. Just talk about how everyone seems to be able to play a role.
It's great to have players that can come out and just pick up from where we left off. That's always a great feeling, especially as a team, like to know that when you go out, somebody's going to pick up right where you left off and keep up the intensity. And I love our team, and I love how we all just come out and do what we're supposed to do. We know our assignments. We know where we're supposed to do. We know what the other opponent's going to do. So it all comes down to just like practice and the hard work that we put into practice and our scouting.
Kayla, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, final score, 57-55, Mustangs over the Lions, and the Mustangs now at 9-2 overall, 3-0 in conference play. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.